actually leave the facility, the plant under the Canby Street Bridge. But what they actually use is called, it sounds a little disgusting, it's called sewer heat recovery. And 80% of the sewage water is from showers and bathrooms, right? And all that water is at a temperature of about 100 degrees. So if they can figure out a way, and that's what they do, is they actually have coils running around so they capture all that heat rather than just dump it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just to say it's a recovery system. This is, whoops, look at that. They were just there and they went up again. Did you see the blinds, color?
Yeah.
The colors on the side of the building? These are automatic blinds that come down, sunshade devices that come down, and they're remote controlled, and they sense how much sunlight it is, and they just drop down. And then each...
Not if it's too windy, right?
Not if it's too windy, it goes back up, and then each resident has its own remote control device that raises or lowers them. So those are the...
Yeah, they're on that.
Yeah, that's right. You're right at the end of the building. But this whole facade, if you just saw them, they're different colors. And it's actually pretty cool. The wave on this building was a concept that we saw in a building we really liked in Sydney. And so the wave on this glass, the only way we could do is with a product called curtain wall. So it's quite an expensive system, but it creates this wonderful feel inside the suites. We did it here, and then on parcel 9 on the east face of the building. So this is Garbrook. Lion, the front row here. The yellow building there you see, we'll go past it, is actually the social non-market housing. It's a glass product from Germany called fritted glass. It's actually specially polished and colored glass on the inside. This, we'll get on site. The next row of buildings is done by Merrick. So every building's got a little bit different expression, which is kind of interesting. So I'm always thinking, like, 20 years from now, people are going to walk up here and think each of these buildings were done in their own period, you know, because they all have a slightly different look. But it all happened together. And then, of course, the Ericsson building on the outside, we wanted to make an iconic statement, and I think we did with that building. It's pretty fascinating. So let's go on site.
But before we go, a couple things about sales stuff. This whole side has really great views once you're in the building over this park to downtown. Obviously, the north ones are really obvious because you're looking north, but a lot of people don't know that this whole west side is absolutely amazing once you're above the third floor.
And to Michael's point, this park area just creates this open view, and it's just...
So nothing will ever be developed.
Yeah.
What about over here, Michael?
That'll go buildings eventually.
Sooner, That will, but it'll all be set back, and they're relatively low-rise buildings too, right?
So, basically two bedrooms on this west facade, facing west. Almost all of parcel 2 sold out, these two bedrooms.
That was the display suite, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is parcel 2?
This is parcel 2, yeah. So these are really popular, these two bedrooms we found on the west side.
Okay.
And the exterior blinds are only in the south and north and the west-facing space, not the left.
Told us that the consensus was amongst the athletes this was the best Olympic village in history. And so, and from other IOC members that toured it, they're all thrilled, you know, as they should be. I mean, it's the only other comparable Olympics was Sydney, where they actually used market housing. They're thinking about doing some of that in London, but certainly the quality and the location of this was unprecedented in terms of what...
I want to talk about the water feature in there, what it actually does.
In the park, yeah. Yeah, the water feature here, as I was mentioning earlier, the storm water comes off the street. If you come right out to the street, you notice there's no gutters. Sorry, there's gutters, but there's no catch basin. So the water flows this direction. This is collected here, and then it goes out into the channel, and there's a flow control that allows it, instead of rushing out into the Southeast Falls Creek, it gradually meanders through this channel over here, takes the fines, the filters, everything out, and prevents a rush of water from going into the creek. So there's a lot of water, obviously, you can come down on this site. And it's kind of interesting. The water flow is significant down the streets, but it's off on the surface of the street. Then some of these areas also have, as you can see, they're paved, so there is water penetration to go into those landscaped areas as well. But you can see the street. This building, this street here, for instance, is named Walter Hardwick. It was named after a Vancouver City Councilor, was also the head of planning office of architecture at UBC. And the idea, we call it the hockey street. So the idea is there's no cars, kids can play. If there's a car, you know, you pick up the net and move it off the street. But that's the idea. This building on the left-hand side is actually a rental building. It's you can see it's a very attractive building. There actually, on the left-hand side, yeah. The smaller building here. Yeah, this is obviously the market building here that you'll be selling. The right-hand side is the non-market housing.
The yellow one.
Oh, all the parking entrances are off this street for every single building.
And each building has its own parking entrance.
Each parcel has its own parking entrance.
And the non-market parking separated from the market.
And it's all secured parking as well. These buildings are, even these fins you see on the edge of these suites, again, they act as a foil. There's sunshades in these buildings. These buildings have the same curved glass, but the balconies are set back, creating large balcony areas and providing great sunshading.
Yeah.
By the way, all the ground floor of these units are all townhomes. Townhouses with street access. Some have got back corridor access as well. And others on other parcel 9 and 10, or 10 for instance, actually has two level townhouses.
And were all the units used during the Olympics or
every portion? That's an interesting story because originally they weren't going to allow us to use anything on First Avenue. So that meant we were short about 400 beds. So we were actually going to have to partition each one of these. So we actually negotiated over a couple of years to move the security line to the lane off of First Avenue. So that allowed us to use every suite in the place. So we had the ultimate test with the Olympics. So every suite in this place was occupied with 3,000 people. So the water systems all worked, the hot water system,
full load.
There was a full load of people here. That would never happen in a... when it's currently occupied.
And was that press, athletes, and coaches?
Just committees.
Committees?
No, there's no press.
Okay.
Just committees and the
athletes.
Athletes themselves. So this is an entry. We'll go around the other side and look at the courtyard in here. But to show you parcel 4, this is the Erickson building. We wanted to make a architectural statement. This is where one of the display suites is. I'm sure you're all going to see that. It was done by Mitchell Friedland. It turned out great. They actually did it on the second floor. And it's like living, in my estimation, I actually was fortunate enough to live on the water side of Point Grey Road for quite a few years. And it was like living on Point Grey Road because you're looking right out at the water. You don't have that, even though there's a street there, you know, you have that connection right with the water. You can see there's also sunshades in this building. This product is called Lucabond. It's an aluminum cladding material. Look at the skin of this building. Took us all over a year to design, just to design it. And it's never been tried before. So we've got a building that's moving in three different directions. It's going up, it's going out, it's going back in. We think this is going to be one of those architectural statements that will be in front of a lot of magazines over time.
No. Hank, yeah. What's the heater, or what's the vents that fit above the balconies there? Is it the dryer vents?
That's interesting. All these suites, you know, in the past you've had basically pressurization in hallways. And that pressurization was used to exhaust the suite. We took a little slightly different approach, and so those gaps that you see are actually what you were just pointing out. Typically, they're used for dryer vents. Here, we've used them for fresh air intake. So the fresh air comes in through the slab, comes up behind the refrigerator, slightly heated, and then it's exhausted back out through the continuously operating fan in one of the bathrooms. So you have this continuous air change. Yeah. And plus you still have the dryer exhaust as well.
The fan's not on all the time.
It's a very low speed fan. This is a an infinity pool that goes out over the edge from the water side. It's kind of novel, taking the pool over the garage parking entry. And this is a bamboo garden, as you can see. And these things actually do get black when they, instead of getting greener, they get blacker, and they're pretty effective. Piece of artwork that lights up at night. This building, what do we got, 20 suites in that building? 20, so out of 150,000 feet, we've got 60 units, right? So there's not a lot of units, very, very high end, with great suites. You'll love it when you get inside this building. This building here, these are interesting in that they're through units. The townhouse is on this side, but on the second and third floor, and then the penthouse, there's rooftop gardens up there.
This building's got, what, 5 elevator banks?
Yeah, so the doorways you see go in and service 2 suites on a floor, right? Nice. And then the upper floors in the building are 2 levels in some cases. And then again, rooftop gardens, and most of the buildings on the front have rooftop gardens and private rooftop gardens. Let's walk through. This is actually a pedestrian way that's a pedestrian way connecting First Avenue with the seawall here. And this is actually a dedication to the city, but the public will be allowed to walk. No cars, you can see the bollards at the far end. No cars, only pedestrian, only bicycles and pedestrians. Let's just take a walk back. An idea of all the courtyards we created, how sunny they are. These are the 3 suites we were talking about. This is the rental building, market building. This is also a rental building. It's got an amenity in here. This is, so you look at the outside of the buildings and you think, oh, well, where's the green space? But it's all here in the courtyard. So we have rooftop gardens, we have these gardens, pools. This water, by the way, it looks a little brown right now. Somebody asked me the question, what's happening? This is the water that's going into the cistern, and it has to flow through the landscaping, and sooner, in about 6 months' time, it'll clear out, right? So it's just a natural process, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
With regard to the landscaping and shrubbery and grasses, I mean, obviously it's here for a reason. Is there some trick to it being indigenous to the province? And
not really. A lot of...
You can eat it.
Yeah. There's about 30% suites. I always get this number screwed up. Suites that don't have a balconies of over 100 feet. We have to allow 30% of those that don't have balconies over 100 feet for garden plots. So we actually have rooftop garden plots and garden plots in areas like this. In fact, there are some on this building here. And people can go and use those areas for gardening, right?
This is market rental.
This is market rental, this building here, as is this one in front of us here. So we got 110 units of market rental.
One thing you can point out to people, unlike in Concord Pacific, where it can be very obvious which buildings are non-market and which are market, like you have all glass and then suddenly a cheaper looking brick building, here you can't tell which ones are rental, which are non-market.
Yeah.
So that appeals to a lot of people.
Yeah, let's walk over the Millennium Club and called Millennium Club. Every resident on the site, market resident, and I think we're including renters as well, but I have to check that. But all market residents have access to this club.
WP
wall table.
Non-market housing does not have access to this area.
Correct.
Only large housing and market rental. And also
is this one automatic or is this one?
Well, it's okay. It's all right, George. Don't worry about it. Well, I had to get in the other day.
Go this way. Then. I'll take you out. You guys want to see? Because this is the nicest courtyard
of
all.
This was superintendent for this project, so he's a little biased.
That was my being. By elevator 8.
This is the view from this side of Foreshore, North Shore Mountains. Somebody just asked the question, they said, are all these buildings stratted? Yes, they're all stratted by what's called airspace parcels. So if there's a common thing on a site, for instance, there's non-market housing and market housing and rental, like this building, the rental building, it's got its own airspace. The strata has its own airspace. The parkade is another airspace. So it's all separated that way. Private elevator. Service two suites per floor. There's a typical suite. You'll be coming in here. I really just wanted to show you the courtyard. Y'all want to look at the view. Just come out this way when you're on TV. Again, this is a market building. Yeah. Pretty much what you see in all the courtyards. This, as Curtis says, this is one of the better ones.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, no, you're right. The best one, okay. You can see the sunshades are all on these buildings too. See the sunshades that come down. The closed balconies don't get them, but the balconies do, right? Oh, you can see them on the outside of that building. Just turn around. That's the sunshade in that aluminum.
But on the inside of the
there's blind roll down shades as well. They were not adequate to provide the shading coefficient that we needed them.
Right.
Again, this is rental. You know, if Oh, not really pricey. It's the market price.
Yeah, in the Vancouver.
Yeah.
Hank's renting this one.
Rental buildings. We have tables and couches and TVs and maybe some exercise equipment. So, but there's amenity areas for all parts. We're working on putting the flooring on here, so. We'll just go down the stairwell now. That's what we were talking about. They're all lit. Daylight. You were right.
You got the old quartz campfire
down? I know you're trying to do.
Yeah, just imagine this plaza, you know, full of people. Outdoor seating for the outdoor restaurants in the corner. There's going to be a restaurant in the end of the community center there, a restaurant location here. Half of Urban Fair's restaurants.
Do we know what's going on?
Sorry? Urban Fair is at the base of that building, so you can see the entry.
Is it open now?
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, okay.
No, we're just starting construction of it. It'll be open in the fall.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not
to. No problem.
London Drugs, we started work there. This is London Drugs as well.
Okay.
And they're putting, you know, that, what is that wine store in the North Shore and Marina? Is it Legacy?
Liberty?
No, there's another.
Everything.
The big one. On, anyway, same.
Every
same.
Wine?
I should remember the name.
Big one on Marine Drive?
Yeah, and in West, in North, in North
Van. Everything Wine.
Everything Wine.
Everything
wow,
Wine, that's it.
Good.
Yeah, right on the corner. Sorry, right in the center. A restaurant right on the corner. We're talking to John Bishop about coming on.
What's your presentation? You know what restaurant?
Sorry? In the corner down there. Parcel 5, in that corner. So this is more shops. We actually hired the Canada's largest retail designer to design all these storefronts and spaces. You can see they've created different heights, different glazing techniques, everything around the base. We've provided these colonnades for covered walkways, and then this amazing plaza. Those birds, by the way, were part of our. There's two things going on here. This is supposed to indicate the hull of a boat that has fallen on its side, so just imagine. And then the lines that they use to create boats are called loft lines. So these are the loft lines they would use to create the skeleton of a boat. These big sparrows are part of a art competition that was won by a local Vancouver artist, and we didn't select it, we just paid for it. But her theory was that these are English sparrows, and English sparrows are indigenous only to England. Right, they were introduced to Central Park at the turn of the last century, and now they spread around North America. So her thought is, we're all that way. We're all from someplace, and we spread out around the world, right? So there's some big sparrows there, very expensive sparrows. This is the building I mentioned with the net zero building. You can see these. These are photovoltaic cells working the efficiency rating to make electricity. It's not very efficient. These are actually 8 times more efficient than photovoltaic, because they actually create hot water in a tube with a special coil inside those tubes. So they preheat the hot water for hot water heating and the domestic hot water. This building here is interesting. Michael, most of parcel, all of parcel 5 sold, right?
Is it?
No, about like 75%.
70. So these are all studios. There's some one bedrooms on the upper floors.
We call them one bedroom.
We call them one bed.
No, but they're not one really. Bed.
But anyway, they're all studios, and they were designed for entry-level first-time buyers, but they went, I think that was the fastest sale on the project.
Yeah, you enter on that side, your suite, and your suite goes all the way through to this side here. So your front door's on that side, living room's
so
on this side.
So you have an outdoor entry. As a developer, I won't tell you what it costs to build, but it's extremely expensive to do, because effectively it's single-loaded. You're only loading a quarter for one side, and then you got to build another skin. So it looks great, but a very expensive building to build.
Only 63 suites.
And there's only 63 suites to them.
Those external firewalls are less expensive to build than
Not really.
No,
well, it's about the same, but the idea is there's natural ventilation. Because the backside of those units are all exterior. So you don't have to enclose it, right? You couldn't enclose it. Let's just walk over to the convention center. Convention Community Center. I'll be up there. Open probably by early September. Some of these other shops will be opening in July, August. That's about, Urban Fair is about 28,000 feet. London Drugs is about 18,000 feet. The front of London Drugs, sorry, of Urban Fair is kind of interesting. You see all those doors? They actually pop open, so those are all seating areas. They pop open, they just imagine it's split in the center, so it pops up. And just like a bifold door on its side. So that'll be, people will be sitting there, sitting inside, outside. So that's going to be an interesting place to have lunch. And
Are the birds staying, or are they migrating?
Well, I don't know. The amount of money, they better stay. Pretty interesting benches, huh? You've seen benches like this before?
These
modular benches?
You're going to build something up?
Yeah.
Bring it to a treasury.
the community center.
So this building here was a combination of, this is actually the biggest parcel on the site. There's 230 units. Can't see it from here, but you'll go into this building, and these are actually sky townhouses. The top two floors of this, there's two levels of units. You enter, you go outside, and then you walk back into your unit. So you have an outside door, those top two units, with the huge decks and balconies going out to the side. And this is Athlete's Way, looking down Athlete's Way.
Right here.
This community center actually has a, I think it must be the nicest child care facility anywhere in the world. It's on the third floor, has this amazing view of the city, and I think there's enough space for 48 kids, I believe. If you're thinking of living here, this is where your daycare would be.
It's probably all the preferences.
It's actually fairly wide. It's about 150 feet wide, so it's in there, yeah.
So all these people be able to look over the park, you're going to get yelled at that the park isn't already there. You're going to get a lot of questions about if it's coming, but...
Where are you going to park in this area?
Right here is a 150-foot wide park that goes from First Avenue all the way to to Science World there.
Yeah. And the other thing, you can't really see it from here, but we're always concerned about the east side of these buildings not having great views. Well, they have amazing views. And the nice thing about them is that it picks up all the North Shore Mountains through that slot over Chinatown. And so you can see it right now, even from the ground level. So, and there's some pretty amazing suites up there with the penthouse decks and everything. So it's and then the west view is actually pretty good back over the community center. We actually negotiated that. They actually wanted to make all the roof that height. We had to slope the roof down to pick up the view of the water. So residential parking will be allocated, right? And the commercial parking and the visitor parking will be paid parking. But we have about 1.2 stalls per unit. Significant parking, like I was saying earlier, a lot of people won't be using that stuff.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a market going on for people selling their parking stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
No.
The first 150 feet on that was actually translated. Four separate buildings in Parkston, east, west, north, and south market.
Our entry level two bedrooms are right here. 810 square feet for $650. Two bedrooms.
What happens? What?
I was joking. Oh. I was like, what happens to the
bedroom one? Oh, yeah. It's going to have to be true. We kind of maxed out the size.
And these are two sided too, so one side is south, one side is into a nice garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The kind of decisions they made on this housing. Like stainless steel.
Very unique.
Stainless steel French balconies, right? So they could have used galvanized. Instead, they chose to use stainless steel. We told them that. You know, it's like, okay. You know, and the net zero building needed it for the energy efficiency. But that triple glazing, those windows are so heavy. You have to use a machine. Yeah, triple glaze. I was talking to the Russian group who was just too loud. They put triple glaze in all their buildings in Russia.
That's a killer.
Are you okay, Mike? Can you get everybody back okay?
Yeah.
You want to, this is our CSO. She'll stay with you out to the edge of the site, but I've got to head back, so Michael's here with them, so you can I think you're going to be heading back pretty quick.
Yeah,
anyway. Anyway.
Thank you. Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you all. Good luck. Okay. I did my job. Now it's up to you. So, no, you got a great product. What was that?
No, I
said thank you.
Sorry?
Did you buy one yet?
Actually, I did.
Okay, we can't see you later.
Bye-bye.